This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, it's a special edition of Sports Talk tonight. We have our OTA sessions that happened today. Bobby's breakdown of what went on in the OTAs. Bob, yesterday, had on Greg Cosell from NFL Films. And Greg and I had spoke off the air about this. But one guy, I said, Greg, give me a guy from what you've seen that, you know, and I don't care if it's from college or whatever, that you think could maybe be a bit of a breakout guy for the Saints. He immediately snapped at me. He said, Bub Means, the wide receiver from Pitt. He said, Mike, I know you liked him coming out, but he said, I think that Bub Means has the ability to be a good number three receiver in the NFL. Interesting. He was on the receiving end of one of those deep passes.
A bomb, 60 yards. And Mike, boy, talk about look fast. I go, who's that? I mean, he blew by the cornerback, what's his name, from South Dakota State. Now, a big cornerback, I'm trying to think, Beanham, Dales Beanham. He was like 6'1", 200, but he blew past him, and it would have been a 60-yard touchdown. I go, man, who's that? Oh, that's Bub Means? No, now, he maybe had a couple of games, and he got hurt, whatever.
Yep, sure did.
But can... I don't know, Mike, you stay healthy and take advantage of opportunity because, you know, we want bigger receivers. He's 6'2", 215. I think this is a great opportunity for Bub Means. And I told Charlie this. I don't know, this is kind of going off on a whim because, you know, all the players, they want to get paid. When you have opportunity, okay, well, what are you going to do with that opportunity? And when I look at a guy like Bub Means, okay, when you look at him, the Saints invested, it's not like a free agent. You know, look at him, Mike.
He was a fifth-round pick.
Okay, a fifth-round pick. But you look at that, all the free agents. Look at Marcus Colston. I mean, whoever. You know, like whenever you're seven or a free agent, you know, that's like, okay, like Jawan Johnson. He goes from receiver to tight end. And I said, watch if you want to get paid above means. Now, can you motivate yourself? Can he be like the future? Like, look how the Saints are counting on Jawan Johnson right now. Let me tell you, Jawan Johnson, you know, we've seen where he's had an outstanding month, then he kind of disappears. Or an outstanding training camp. So, oh, just get him for fantasy football, and then he disappears. But Jawan Johnson today, I don't know, he'd had four or five catches, so like 70, 80 yards. You know, this is the 7-on-7. So I think in the future, like above means, if he takes advantage of his opportunity, that he could be I want to see him now. He caught the bomb. I want to see him make that contested catch where I don't know it's a 50-50 ball between him and the DB, but he has the size to do that. And so Bub Means that would you know, because Jawan Johnson really, when you think about it, came out of nowhere, and the Saints paid him. Now, I'm not saying breaking the bank, but he became a multimillionaire, paying him not only once but twice. You know, and Jawan Johnson wanted to come back to the Saints because, you know, he was encouraged by Kellen Moore and the coaching staff how they were going to utilize him. So I don't know. I'm just going out there, and I think watch Bub Means all of a sudden could really, you know, look in a crystal ball, step to the forefront, and be a bigger part of the offense, kind of like Jawan Johnson was when he had the opportunity. Now, can you do it for a whole season? And you obviously got to stay healthy.
Yeah, that was the thing with in talking to Greg. He brought it up. Like he said, I liked him at Pitt. And I think Greg is close friends with the receivers coach, University of Pittsburgh.
Right.
And he said, I think it may be a year, but I think Bub's got the physical skills to become a good number three receiver because, one, not only is he fast, he's got some physicality and size to him. and well, that he'll go over the middle and make a catch.
Well, Mike, and you know, okay, if you have a lot of weapons, nothing wrong with having too many weapons. And the one thing that drive a defensive coordinator crazy is that, okay, when a quarterback's really spreading the ball around, spreading the wealth, you can't double-team everybody. So if I was a quarterback and I'm in that meeting room with the receivers, I'd say, okay, everyone's going to have an opportunity. And now you always have your go-to receiver. But let's say, I don't want to force this. I'm going away for the double-team. Can you consistently, if you're that third or fourth guy, can you beat the single coverage? You know, you're not double-teaming you.
Right.
Can you win one-on-one, and do you have, when they're playing zone, that zone presence to sit in the right spot and the quarterback can trust you? Or if you're one-on-one man-to-man, can you win or lose?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, Mike, the question I have for you today, I was watching him. Now, you know, because the collective bargaining agreement, they're not competing on team. All we see is 7-on-7. It'll be the same thing for mandatory minicamp, not until training camp, and they're going to ease into it now. But the players are spoiled. And I don't know what they do now.
As cotton, as Couture would
yeah,
say.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That, you know, the days of the Oklahoma drill, bull in the ring. Remember in 2 days high school, they don't have that no more anyway.
Nope, sure.
But you know who impressed me? And I said, man, who's that guy? I mean, he looks quick and fast, looked very quick. And you know, I could see the ball got to come out of your hand because of the pass rush, 1001, it got to go. And I love his name. I know his mom didn't name him this, Moochie. Moochie Dixon from SMU.
Yep.
Mike, he's 6 foot, like 190 pounds. And I look at SMU, when they were in the playoffs last year in college football, and I said, well, how can he not be drafted? Maybe did he get in trouble? Or man, maybe
he was a little undersized.
But Mike, they got him at 6 foot, maybe 6 foot with his cleats. I don't know.
But what I'm saying is, weight wise, when he hit that scale, you know, he's a little light, so to speak.
Well, the thing is, look, he ran a 4.38.
Man, he
40.
Can run.
No,
he can run.
I said, well, maybe he's more quick than fast. And I said, I don't know. He ran a 4.38 40. So I'm looking at Moochie. I mean, I don't know his real name, and I mean, I'm sure that. His mama didn't. Nobody names their kid Moochie, right?
I mean, no, but one of the things, too, is when they watch you, you watch SMU and how they run their system. Everything is short, fast.
Right.
It's
right.
Almost predetermined.
And getting the yak.
Hey, I'm going to throw it to you. Now, Moochie, haul ass downfield.
Right,
with it.
Right, right.
You know, just use your skills. And so I think what a lot of receivers coaches saw that he's going to be a developmental guy as a route runner. But, man, can he run? And he's got some make-you-miss skills that are really, really impressive. So here's my deal. If I'm going to get you as a free agent, one thing you better do, you better be able to run world.
And Mike, he could catch the ball. You know, like I talked about his quickness and all that.
Body snatcher.
No, he was snagging it with his hands. He looked smooth as silk. You know, like, oh, well, he's fighting the ball. No, Holly was catching it with his hands. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe that's why I couldn't be a scout. I said, I don't know how this guy didn't get drafted at least in the seventh round. But good
well,
for the Saints
think about
that guy was a free agent.
How would Rashid Shaheed?
Right,
every
right.
Team, and my thing, okay, I get the fact he had a knee injury. I can get that fixed. Hey, listen, I just got mine fixed a week ago. A total new knee replacement. He just got like ligament damage done, and he got replaced.
And he looks as fast as ever.
Look at Rashid Shaheed. He's just as fast
as ever. And at times, nothing against Chris Olave, but Rashid Shaheed, if he can work on more and more, and he can run routes, but if he keeps getting better and better, who knows? He might be the number one receiver at times instead of Chris Olave. Rashid Shaheed, now, Mike, and look, wait, Weber State, Weber State.
Weber State.
And then he wasn't drafted. No, it's, you still have diamonds in the rough, even though you think no one can slip under the radar. But at times, Rashid Shaheed looks like the number one guy instead of Chris Olave.
My thing is, Marcus Golston wasn't the first or second round pick. He was in round 7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.